Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hi, you all. This is Maisha Avery, and today we will be discussing healthy lifestyle living one-on-one. First and foremost, let me definitely apologize that I am starting a couple of minutes late. I had a brief hang-up in getting connected. Now that I'm here, let me go ahead and introduce myself. My name, again, is Maisha Avery. I am based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I am an alumni of Josh C. Smith University, where I obtained my Bachelor of Science in Health Education, specializing in community health. I am also the founder of Inspired to Change, LLC. My main way of getting my content out there is through being a healthy lifestyle blogger, which was birthed from my personal weight loss, healthy lifestyle journey of losing over 70 pounds. Today is my first time here on Life Coach Radio Network, so I am very happy about that, and I thank you so much to Russell Terry for having me. Now, today, let's get into my show. I will be talking about healthy lifestyle one-on-one. Basically, we are going to be touching on some key fundamentals in terms of living a healthy lifestyle. First, let me let you all know how I basically got to this place of speaking on healthy lifestyle, health education. As stated, I do have a degree in health education, so this is something that I have always had a passion to do. I didn't know what my niche was going to be, and then I was able to embark on this on my own. So basically, if you ever read my blog, or if you're ever reading it now on inspiredtochange.co, I have no issue with stating that I lost my first 22 pounds on accident. And I covered more of that story on my website. So I lost my first 22 pounds on accident, but for me, it wasn't necessarily about losing weight. Losing weight is great, but I think the biggest thing that we miss out on a lot of the times is wanting to actually live healthy. So that's why I wanted to start out with my first show here today on healthy lifestyle, because it's just not about losing weight. It's about just wanting to be healthy overall. So for me, when I lost my first 22 pounds on accident, my first thought process was, in order for me to maintain this 20-pound weight loss, that I needed to live healthy. It was not about, okay, let me just go work out to figure out, you know, how to lose more weight or, you know, what have you. It was just more so I wanted to live healthier. So that's what basically brings me to what I've been able to build a platform on, what I've been able to speak about. And if you all follow me or if you, you know, have some time with me, then you would know that I'm all about living a healthy lifestyle. So number one, I am big on clean eating. Clean eating is number one for me. I will tell you all, and I have stated this to everyone that reads my blog, I hate the gym. I hate the gym. I hate the gym. I hate the gym. And, you know, some may find it funny because I'm in an area of, you know, health education and living a healthy lifestyle. Now, I'm not against the gym. If that's something that you would like to do or that's something that you like, then I'm all for it. For me, I just don't like it. Number one, it's too much of a distraction for me because it's other people, you know, that sort of thing. And for me, when I'm a runner, and I first started out walking, and we'll get to that, but for me, my time when I am working out or running or what have you, it's a time for me to self-reflect. It's basically me time. So I don't like to be in the gym for that number one reason, that it's other people there, and I don't feel like it's really me time. I feel like I'm with other people. But I am really big, number one, on clean eating. I have done that since the beginning of time when I started out on my healthy lifestyle journey. Clean eating is, there's a reason why we always see online that it says 80% nutrition, 20% physical activity. That is very true. Through clean eating, that has provided me and afforded me the opportunity to lose over 70 pounds. It was not because I stayed in the gym for 2 hours a day, twice a day. It was not because I started out as a runner and I ran all day, every day. It was because of what I was fueling my body with. And how you eat is a gateway to everything in your body. So it definitely, when you're eating, that definitely either, and I always, I like this theory, and I've seen it somewhere, and then it always just registered with me. When you're eating, you're either fueling or you're making yourself at a higher risk for health issues, or you're either fighting against it. And that's with anything. When you talk about heart health, when you talk about diabetes, when you talk about high blood pressure, when you talk about those things, the food that you are eating directly impacts whether you are fighting against the risk of those diseases, or if you are dealing with those health issues, whether you are fighting against those things, or if you are feeding the risk or the potential, or if you're feeding, you know, high blood pressure, heart issues, things of that sort. So clean eating is what I am number one on. That is my passion. That is something that I definitely love to talk about, because it is so not about, you know, working out 3 and 4 hours a day. You can work out 3 and 4 hours a day, but if you are not eating consistently healthy, then you're really not doing anything for yourself. So for me, for example, I eat, my metabolism now is, and if you're someone that is just starting out on clean eating, this will not be something that you will, it will happen instantly. For me, I basically had to adapt, my body had to adapt to become this way. However, I eat every 2 to 3 hours, maybe every two. By the third hour, I'm like, really, my body is like getting ready to shut down. We need some food now. But for me, I'm all about eating very frequently and very consistently and eating clean. So for me, and I'm a big meal prepper, I love to meal prep. It's all over my social media. I don't broadcast it as much as I feel like I could, just because it is very time consuming. But I am definitely very big on meal prepping. So for myself, when I go to work each day from 9 to 5, I prep my lunch, and sometimes I will prep my dinner. If I have a late evening, if I know I have a lot of things to do in the evening or after work, or if I have something going on, most of the times I will eat my dinner at work to prevent me from eating very late. And that is a big issue as well. You want to make sure that you're not eating. For me, I try, and this is very hard even for myself, but I always try to not eat a meal. Now, sometimes I will have an apple. Sometimes I will have other fruit. Sometimes I will, you know, have, you know, a smoothie here and there. But I try not to eat a meal after 7:30 p.m., for some, it's just very different, but you definitely do not want to eat if you can help it at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. And that was one of my biggest things before I lived a healthier lifestyle, that I didn't care when I ate. I would get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and cook a whole meal, big on meal prepping. I also make sure that I get about 2 to 3 servings of vegetables and fruit each day. Most of the times I double up on my veggies in terms of like my lunch and my dinner. I also have, in the morning, I have breakfast. Sometimes I don't prep that. Sometimes I'll stop at work and I'll get like roasted potatoes and scrambled eggs and things of that sort, just because that's something that I love to have and I don't always like to cook that ahead of time. Or I'll have a boiled egg and some oatmeal with some fruit. But a lot of the times sometimes I really don't prep breakfast. A lot of times, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It just depends on how I feel that week, but I'm still very clean and consistent with it. But after breakfast, about 2 hours later, an hour and a half later, I will have a mid-morning snack. Then after that, I will have lunch. Then after that, I will have a mid-afternoon snack. Then after that, of course, I will have dinner. And then after that, I will have another snack. So it's just about eating clean very consistently. And when we think about eating clean doesn't have to be so difficult. And I believe that's what I'm seeing as to why we fall short a lot of the times where we don't eat clean, because we feel like it has to be so much or so extravagant, or the number one myth that clean eating is so expensive, when it's not. Because you can start out, I am very simple, and I am a very simple eater, and if you all see some of my meal preps and things that I do online, they are very simple. I'm not a chef. I don't, it's already a lot and very time consuming for me to cook 2 or 3 separate meals and pack them and store them. So I'm not cooking as if I'm in a 5-star restaurant each day. That's not going to happen for me. Therefore, I think that may hinder a lot of people from wanting to meal prep and eat consistently, because they think it's something that is so grand and so big, and it's not. You just want to make sure that you are sticking with, for me, and I'm just speaking from my experience, what has, you know, worked for me is that I eat very lean meat. As you all may know, or you may not know, for 1.5 years I was a vegan. It's been a little less than 1 year since I returned back to meat. So just basically eating very lean meat, chicken, turkey, seafood, very good fish. Salmon is very high in omega-3s, things like that. You know, eating very good fish and things of that sort, things that are very rich and omega and, you know, fatty acids and things of that sort, you want to stay with that. I also, again, make sure that I get 2 to 3 servings of fruit and vegetables each day. You may read sometimes that they may say up to 5 servings. That is a lot for me, because then that means that I have to, and I may do it, I don't know, but I do know that I at least get 2 to 3 servings of fruit and vegetables each day. I also do not, I'm not big on bad carbs, which are pasta, bread, you know, too much of white potatoes, things like that. I'm not really big on those things, because those are starches, white rice. They're very heavy. Those are things that are very, and they definitely, anytime that I think of starch, I think that I always associate starch with diabetes, and that is very true. It doesn't really have anything to do with a lot of sugar. Sugar may be one of them, but a lot of people believe that they associate sugar and diabetes together. But it has to do with sugar, but the main issue, the main culprit of it all would be a lot of starch. So you're talking about white potatoes, white rice. You're talking about bread, things of that sort, and of course also sugar. So those are the things that I definitely stay away from. And when I say sugar, a lot of processed sugar. So we are talking about candy, cakes, donuts, pies, those sort of things. Those are things that I definitely stay away from. And just eating consistently and eating clean. It is very difficult, or can be sometimes hard in the beginning, but I promise you, when you continue to work at making it a habit, it is something that will, you know, eventually it will become a habit for you. But I am just all about eating consistently clean. And again, it's just all about that. Again, how you're eating is basically fueling a disease, and I'm very strong on that. The way that you can be healthy today, but what you are fueling your body with, eventually it can catch up to you. And, you know, those things, you're just either feeding something or you're fighting against it, and you choose that in the way that you eat, eating consistently clean. Now, I get to my next point here on healthy living is also physical activity. So for me, as stated, that I do not like the gym, and I was able to lose over 70 pounds by walking. So I started out walking. My first time that I started walking, I remember it like it was yesterday, but I started walking 15 minutes a day. That was easy to me. For me, these are some of the reasons why I don't do the gym. I don't do the gym because, number one, as stated, it's a lot of people. And when I am working out or when I am engaging in physical activity, that is a time where it's a lot of self-reflection. I do a lot of thinking. That's why it's very easy for me to run now. It's very easy for me to walk 3 and 4 miles because I'm not really thinking about what I am doing. I'm either planning out something that I have going on, or it's a lot of time for me to self-reflect, you know, things of that sort. So, and then also another thing is that walking and running feels natural to me. When I am in the gym, and I've tried, but when I am in the gym, I feel like I am forcing something. Like the activities that I am doing, I am forcing it. It does not feel natural to me. So therefore, if I base my physical activity and my experience on being in the gym, I would probably fall short. And I probably would not be consistent because it does not feel natural for me. And that's what I, you know, tell everyone. Find what works for you and what allows you to be consistent. And also do what feels natural. To you, running may not feel natural, but it may feel natural for you to go in the gym and lift weights. It may feel natural for you to get on the treadmill and run for 2 and 3 miles. It may feel natural to you to do different reps, or it may feel natural to you to go to the gym and participate in fitness classes. For me, that doesn't feel natural, and that's just for me. Now I may do a fitness class. I do events where I do fitness classes or what have you, and I have no issue with that because that's not something that I do every day. You know, so it's fine. It's more fun. I get to enjoy other people, but to consistently be in the gym, no, that's not for me. So I tell everyone to figure out what works for you. And also, as stated again, figure out what feels natural. Because at the end of the day, this is something that you are going to be doing. So if, for me, walking is natural. We walk every day as humans. We walk all the time. But the difference is I set aside time that is only dedicated to me walking. Yeah, I walk all day, every day at work. When I'm home or when I get home in the evening or before work, I dedicate time to walk 2 and 3 miles, to run 2 and 3 miles, because that's what feels natural to me. It doesn't really take a whole lot of concentration or a whole lot of energy for me to walk or run. So as stated, that's what feels natural to me. I always say when you're embarking on a healthy lifestyle, start off small. You don't want to start off, and I think this is why a lot of us, we start and then we stop and then we fall off and then we have to start again, because you cannot go into it full force. Throughout my entire journey, and I'm still learning, and I'm still doing things differently now, and I'm still looking back a year ago and saying, oh, that didn't work for me. Let me figure it out so that it can work for me now, or what have you. You always find yourself constantly changing your regimen, constantly changing your foods, constantly changing different things. But the main thing is that start off slow. Take small steps. So for me, I started walking 15 minutes a day. Just 15 minutes a day, and it would normally happen in the morning. I would just walk 15 minutes a day. That was all. And then those 15 minutes a day, once a day, turned into twice a day for 15 minutes, in the morning and in the evening. And then those twice a day times, then it took place walking twice a day for 30 minutes each time. And then it started an hour. And then I was like, okay, let me walk. Let me jog a little bit, front a little bit. Then I went into the gym for a brief period of time to basically run the treadmill, to train myself how to run, basically. I did it on my own. And then when I was comfortable with doing it outside, then I started running outside. And then I started, you know, doing little 5K walks, runs here and there, and just challenging myself to see, hey, can I run a mile consistently? And then that's just how I started. But all of those things feel natural to me, and it was all a process. Even in clean eating, it is all a process. Start small. If you are not a person that cooks, don't start one day and say, okay, I'm going to cook this big, extravagant, clean meal today. You're going to be wiped out. You're going to be exhausted. If something doesn't come out right, you're going to be frustrated, and then you're going to go back to step one, and then you're going to be at ground zero, and then you're going to throw everything out the way, and then you're going to say a week from now that, hey, now I have to start over. Start small. By eliminating some things, if you're a person that drinks soda, not a heavy soda drinker, if you're someone that drinks soda, if you drink soda 2 or 3 times a day, cut that and then drink once a day. Buy a miniature can, buy a miniature bottle. I have clients where I have meal plan clients, and I do meal plan consulting, and I don't ever tell my clients to, okay, you're becoming my client today, throw out everything. Eventually, my clients do. Eventually, within a couple of weeks or a month within working with me, then they will call me and say, hey, I just completely got rid of my unhealthy snack draw, and I replaced it with this, this, and this, and this, and this. And it's because it takes some time. I build lifestyles. I don't build, you know, things. I'm about building healthy lifestyles. I'm not about building just a challenge for today, something, you know, that you can change tomorrow and then that's it. Or, you know, I'm not about building just let's lose 20 pounds in a month and then that's it. No, I'm about building healthy lifestyles. So in terms of physical activity, figure out what works for you. And even when you see your physician, even when my physician that I had prior to me losing weight, she said, you know, she would give me meal plans and I wouldn't follow them because I had no desire to change my lifestyle at the time. And so, which is funny because I still have them and I've never followed by them. But they were really good. I glanced over them from time to time. But her biggest thing was that eating healthy. And you only have to walk. She would only tell me, take 15 minutes to walk or what have you. But the biggest thing is just being consistent. So when it comes to physical activity, again, I like to use the analogy that it's 80% nutrition, 20% physical activity. So just spend more time focusing on clean eating, because at the end of the day, that is what you are putting into your body. And what you are putting into your body, you will see that when you get rid of sugar, when you get rid of processed foods, when you get rid of bad carbs, you will then see your body begin to shrink. So, therefore, you don't really have to be in the gym 2 and 3 times a day for 2 and 3 hours, because what you are putting into your body is causing you to either gain weight and you're feeding the potential or the risk for health issues, or the food that you are eating is either causing you to shrink and you are also fighting against health issues or what have you. So it is either or. And so physical activity, have fun. I would say with physical activity, there is no set standard. If you are someone that likes the gym and you would rather go to the gym twice a day, an hour here, an hour there, if burning 2,000 calories a day is what motivates you, then by all means do that. But also make sure that it feels natural. Also make sure that it is something that you can continue on a consistent basis. In terms of water, so this is another healthy lifestyle one-on-one basic. It's funny because within the last year, I became a water drinker. Now, when I say I ditched soda and things like that years ago, you know, that was something I can honestly say that I haven't had soda or juice or anything like that for years. And any juice that I basically have is just because it's been like cold pressed natural juice. I don't go in the store and buy juices and things of that sort. And to me, honestly, now I can't even stand juice. It is so very sweet to me, like store bought, you know, processed juice, things of that sort. I just can't take it because I haven't drank it for years. But for me, I eliminated drinking sodas and juices and things like that years ago, but I had never been a water drinker. So when I say that I was never a water drinker, like the day would go by and I may have only had 16 ounces, one bottle of water, maybe 1.5, maybe half of that bottle. And then as I began to increase my physical activity in terms of running and things of that sort, then I realized, okay, I am basically not being good to myself at all by not drinking water. So I started to have this challenge of it. And if you read or study show or anything, you're supposed to have, so the set standard is 8 8-ounce glasses per day, which when we round it off, that's about 64 ounces, which that is about 1.3 liters. My math made y'all. But I believe that that is it because I looked it up some time ago just to see. I was comparing my water intake to drinking like a gallon a day. But anyway, that's all. That's what I just looked up one day just looking around. But I do know that 8 ounce glasses or 64 ounces, which may lead to a little over a liter of water. But that is the set standard. Now, some individuals may say, in order for you to know how much, and this has been by other health educators and nutritionists and things like that I have read, is to where they say that you were supposed to have, in order to know how much water you're supposed to intake by your body weight, you should take your body weight and divide it by 2. So, for instance, for me, that would be 90 ounces. So, basically, when I started drinking water, I said, again, I'm all about setting goals and starting small because I do not like to overwhelm myself. Because for me, if I overwhelm myself and what I see with others, if you overwhelm yourself, especially in the beginning of something, you're going to give up. So, for me, I set a standard of 64 ounces a day. And I have been doing that for the past year. As of recently, just in about the last week or so, now I have tossed out the goal of 64 ounces because I know that that is something that I can do consistently. And now I set a goal of 90 ounces of water per day. Also, so in terms of water, water is something that is very important because, number one, it aids you losing weight. So, again, water, it aids in you losing weight. It also flushes out impurities and toxins in your system. It also contributes to, you know, your organs functioning and things like that, things moving, consistent and healthy bowel movements. So drinking water is a big, 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 big part of living a healthy lifestyle. So that was, it also aids, and I can tell you that my skin isn't perfect now. It wasn't always perfect. It wasn't terrible before. Like, I never really dealt with breakouts and things like that. I did deal with blemishes and maybe dark spots here and there and uneven skin tone. But I will say now, and very, very oily skin, I will say now that my skin is still oily. It is not as oily as it was. And just in terms of the clarity of my skin has improved drastically. So those are definitely some different, benefits of drinking water, and it is also a big part of living a healthier lifestyle. That also, a lot of women ask me, or a lot of people in general just ask me, well, how did I get my stomach so flat? Water aids in that. Remove the juice, remove the soda. Water aids in all of that because it just basically, it flushes you out or what have you. So those are some big key pointers on healthy living. Also, healthy living altogether is just, it goes beyond clean eating and physical activity and also water intake. I like to look at those as basically the pavement, the foundation for that. Also, something that is really big, really, 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 really key on living a healthy lifestyle is sleep. I typically like to get about, and everyone is very different. Now, I understand we have things going on. Do I understand? I am always on the move. I am always on the move. But in terms of me being on the move and in terms of me being busy, I am an entrepreneur, and I also work a 9-to-5 corporate life. So I have thousands of different things going on in the mix of all of that. So I definitely know what it feels like to be busy, but I also understand how important my sleep is to me. Number one, when you do not get an adequate amount of sleep, the next day you are very groggy. That plays into how you eat, and I've been there before. It's to where I don't get enough sleep the night before, and then I wake up and I'm groggy. When we wake up and and we're groggy and we're just exhausted and tired, number one, you're not as aware of making the proper eating choices. And then also, you are fishing for that will give you instant energy. And food that gives you instant energy would be processed sugar, coffee drinks with loads of syrups and sugars and things like that, and caffeine. Those things will rush through your bloodstream. Yes, you may crash. Yes, you may crash, you know, and healthy eating boosts your energy, but you have to have energy. In terms of eating healthy, it's not like, you know, having a sugary coffee drink or eating a donut or eating chocolate or what have you. That does not get you quick as vegetables or a salad is not going to give you energy when you are depleted, so to speak. And that's what I'm trying to say. So when you are basically sleep deprived, exhausted, you've been up all night and then you have to get up and go to work in the morning. You've only had like 3 or 4 hours of sleep in the last 48 hours and you're exhausted. You're looking for things that are going to give you instant energy. And then with that, you're not aware. So that's when you're going to go to Starbucks and get a grande or a venti caramel macchiato with 2 shots of syrup and all the sugar in the world, because that is going to get you jumping right then and there. A salad is not going to do that, so you're not going to pick a salad. And so, or you're going to get a energy drink, or you're going to get something that is really not healthy because you're just wanting to wake up. You have to get up in that moment. And again, I've been there. When I've been exhausted, when there's days that, you know, I haven't gotten any sleep the night before, I'm not worried about what I meal prepped. I'm not worried about, you know, to be completely honest. So now that's why I make so much of an effort, even on the weekend, I make so much of an effort to be in the bed by a certain time. And if anyone that knows me personally, my friends will tell you, I am not one of those entrepreneurs where I stay up all night until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and work. Number one, because I have a 9 to 5 to be to in the morning where I need to be productive. And then number two, again, if I'm exhausted and I'm tired, that plays into what I eat the next day, regardless of whether I'm meal prepped or not. All of those conscious, aware decisions are going to go out of the roof when you are exhausted and you need energy at that moment. You don't care that you just meal prep for the whole week. You're going to go and get something that is not healthy because you need instant gratification and instant energy at that moment in time. So sleep plays a big part in, you know, how your, and it's just all of how your brain signals. Again, it's a whole, and I can't be scientific because that's not my realm, but I have read up on it. And it is a way that your brain signals to certain things because you are not sleeping properly. It does signal off, basically, as I stated, there are some hormones that are released and things of that sort. Again, I can't think of the terminology at this point in time, but it all goes hand in hand. Believe that you can be this person that can be healthy and you do not sleep, because that's not going to work. Number one, again, you're going to make poor choices. Two, you're not going to have any energy to work out because you're exhausted. So, and then also, your stress levels, and that brings me to the next thing of stress reduction. That is a very important factor on living a healthy lifestyle. And that is something that, to be honest, is so funny because I struggle with, and I'm trying to get a handle on it because I always have something going on. I always have something that I'm trying to execute or work on within business, or, you know, when I'm at work, I always have tasks where I need to get something done to make someone else's life easier, make someone else's life better. And it's not a bad stress, but when you allow things to consume so much of your energy and you're not aware of it, it can be very stressful. So basically, the biggest thing that I try to work on that helps me in terms of stress is breathing. Again, I am so still working on this for myself. I'm not perfect, neither of us are. But This is something that I definitely one of my development areas for myself, to be honest. But one thing that I do know is that just in terms of breathing, when things happen, take a moment. Do not allow things to just consume so much of your energy. And for me, something that can be stressful is because I am a very energy person where I can soak up energy very quickly. So if it's negative energy that is around me, I can soak that up. If it's positive energy that is around me, fortunately, I can soak that up as well. So I have to always, that's why it's always stress factors and reducing stress is always a big improvement area for me. Because things happen, life happens, things are different for all of us. Stress factors are different for all of us. Stress factors may be relationships. Stress factors may be, you know, that you're a caregiver, you know, to a ill parent, an ill child. Stress factors may be for some of us financially. Stress factors may be life, just in general, you're not knowing if you're living out your purpose and things like that. So the way to reduce stress can be very different for everyone because stress factors are very different for every individual. But one of the biggest things that I have found that has helped me in every different situation, because I've dealt with all of those different scenarios that I've just given you all, would just be to breathe. Also, a big thing that I have been on lately that has reduced my stress, not only reduced my stress, but has given me such a great energy, is just practicing, and I so get this on Russ. So if he's listening to this call, he's probably going to be like, yes, Maisha, practicing gratitude. That is my biggest thing. I try to wake up each morning, and that is something that definitely reduces stress for me. I try to wake up each morning, and when I wake up each morning, I say that, you know, if the sun is shining outside, I say I'm thankful for the sun shining. Maybe yesterday it was raining. If it's raining outside, for me, I hate the rain. I don't like when it rains. My mood can sometimes be dreary if it's rainy and dark outside. But if I happen to wake up and it's rainy and it's dark outside and it's ugly and it's nasty and it's cold, and I much rather stay in than get up and go to work, I wake up that morning and I say, you know, I am thankful for another day at life. Regardless of how it looks outside, I am still going to continue to be positive inside and accomplish whatever needs to be accomplished today and do it amazingly. So those are things that I always wake up each morning and I always practice gratitude. Because when you wake up in the morning, I am a firm believer in how you set your day is how your day will continue. So that is a big stress reliever for me. So when things happen, whether I am at work that day, whether I am not at work that day, whether I could be at work and I could be having a fantastic day at work, but something happens in my business that may be stressed, you know, then I have set my day filled with a heart of gratitude. So therefore, when things happen and they don't really slight me or they don't move my energy or I'm not stressed out to the point of panic or anxiety or I feel like nothing is right in the world, it does not stress me out. It's just not an energy. It doesn't drain my energy because I already started my day off, you know, by practicing gratitude. So that is another thing that I do. Also, another thing I do to reduce stress is take a moment. We all, whether you are a mother, entrepreneur, you know, wife, husband, father, you know, running a big company or you're working for someone else, you have a high demand job, or you're running a high demand, you know, business, or you have all these individuals working for you, I always take a moment. Even when I am at work in my 9-to-5, if I feel like it's becoming too much, I take a moment. Whether that may be that I just go to the bathroom and just breathe. Whether I just stop where I am and acknowledge that I need a moment and I take that moment. It may be a few seconds of silence. Be just sitting there. Sometimes I'm a firm believer in prayer, but if you are not, you don't have to believe or be spiritual or religious to meditate. So you may want to take a moment. Whatever you do and you're taking a moment, always remember to take a moment, because no one can continue to go, go, go. We are not filled with batteries. So it's going to come to a point in time where you are going to be so consumed and so stressed out as to where you're going to shut down. And I've been there, and it's not good at all. So always remember to, that is another thing that I practice in terms of reducing stress, just take a moment. A lot of times if something happens and I'm at home, or I just have a lot going on, it may not necessarily be anything that has to happen for you to be stressed out. It could be a lot of things that are just going on around you, and you feel overwhelmed and you're stressed and you have all these things going on. If I'm at home, or if I'm basically in an area where I can manage my own time, in terms of I'm at home or I don't have any meetings to go to, or I don't have any clients to talk to or whatever, where it's just, okay, I have this day to manage my own time, I may go out and take a walk, because again, walks are self-reflecting time to me. So I may go out and, you know, take a walk, or, you know, say, okay, let me take a run. Or sometimes I may say, hey, let me just take a nap. Right now, I may be tired. My moment that I'm taking right now is for me just to take a nap. So that is another thing. You can do whatever you need to do in taking a moment, but make sure you take it. If you're at home and taking your moment is having a glass of wine, then that's you're taking your moment. But that is something that, you know, is always something that you need to do in terms of managing stress. Know when to take a moment. We always get so caught up in that we always have to do everything. It has to be done right now. If it's not done right now, the world is going to end. No, it is not. I promise you it will not. So, and that can cause you to be stressed because you feel like you have to do everything at this point in time or nothing gets done. So that is the biggest thing that I would say in terms of reducing stress. Because when you allow yourself to be consumed, again, all of this goes back to what I was saying. When you're stressed out, and this can play a part in, and this is another thing, weight gain and, you know, things of that sort is so very emotional. And I don't think that people believe that or really realize that how you feel emotionally is a big gateway to how you eat, how you do things, how you operate. It all has everything. All of these things are connected. So this is why I am such a strong advocate of living a healthier lifestyle, because all of these things go hand in hand. You cannot live healthy and not eat right. You cannot say that you live healthy and not have some type of physical activity, even if it's 2 to 3 times out of the week. You cannot say that you're living healthy, but you're completely stressed out. Because if you're completely stressed out, your blood pressure could be through the roof, and then you can be dealing with high blood pressure. So I don't think that people realize all of these things are connected. And that's why, again, I am such a big advocate of living a healthier lifestyle, because I always want to educate others on how to live healthy. It is beyond just weight loss. It is beyond, okay, let me just lose weight. But what if you're losing weight and you're always stressed out? Because you can lose weight by being stressed, and then that's not good either. And I've been there too. So what if you lose weight, but then you're stressed out? And then you're stressed out so bad is that to now you have high blood pressure. But then you're so stressed out because you are not good emotionally, and that's causing you to be in an unhealthy relationship. So it's all a 360. This whole healthy lifestyle thing is all a 360 view of you. And that's the biggest thing that I want people to know, that it's just so much beyond just eating healthy and, you know, then I'm going to work out, or I'm just going to work out 2 to 3 times a day for 2 and 3 hours a day, but I'm not going to eat clean. Well, that's not being healthy. And so those are the biggest things. And as I stated, being stressed is a big part of how you eat and how you view things. Because as I stated, being stressed out, whether you're stressed out over a dysfunctional relationship, whether you're stressed out, you know, financially, these things, stress and emotions go hand in hand. The way that you feel, all of this goes hand in hand. So for some people, they then become emotional eaters. And emotional eaters don't eat clean. They may eat, you know, a whole box of cookies in one setting. They may eat a whole pint of ice cream. And then those turned into pounds. And then those pounds and consistently being an emotional eater, because stress cannot be managed or things that are deeper cannot be managed, then now we've looked up and it's a month and a half out, and you've gained 20 pounds. And then now you're stressed out about your weight gain and trying to lose and not understanding how you got to that moment. So that's why I thought that it was very important to start off this segment and, you know, just to let you all know that healthy lifestyles have so many different things. And I may not have been able to touch on, but eventually we'll get there through talking and things like that, we will get there. But just to recap, and you all can write this down, I always encourage, so this is not the first time that I've spoken, whether it's public speaking or whether it's via phone or things like that, but I always like to have my points down in terms of where I'm going, so my agenda, so to speak. So I always tell my callers or my listeners or things like that to always write down what I'm stating. And not that what I say is gospel or you can only live by that, but I do believe through experience and through educational knowledge that these things have been proven to work. And anyone that lives a fully healthy lifestyle can agree. But I always encourage everyone to write these things down. And when you write them down, take time and jot notes on how you can improve and what this means for you. Because the biggest thing is that in terms of living a healthier lifestyle and wanting to live a healthier lifestyle is being self-aware of where you are right now in your life. So a lot of individuals, they say they want to live healthy, but they are unaware of how they got to this point of living unhealthy, or, you know, they're unaware of how they have gotten to this point. And a lot of times when you are not aware, that hinders you from being able to grow and make changes. So I always encourage individuals down, before I begin to speak, I write down, as I stated, my agenda, and I write everything down in bullet form in terms of topics, subtopics, so to speak. So I always tell individuals, hey, when I'm done speaking, you know, write these things down and go back and visit them and see in every area that I have given you the knowledge on, what can you do to improve, or what are you currently doing now that you can, you know, work on. So number one, I have clean eating and a balanced diet. And when I say diet, that means healthy eating habits. I don't believe in, like, diets, you know, things like that again. But just having a balanced diet. So in terms of fruit, vegetables, lean meat. And when I say lean meat, again, I mean chicken, turkey, seafood, things of that sort. I do not eat pork. I also do not eat beef. Those are things that are really hard on your digestive system. And to be honest, there's a lot going on with cows and pigs and things like that. So I just don't. If you eat pork and you eat beef, then that's you. I'm not. For me, I do not consent. So I would say that lean meat, vegetable. I do, in terms of dairy, I am not a big dairy person in terms of I do not drink cow's milk. That's not something I buy in my home that I eat. Now, I will eat string cheese. Those are part of my, you know, meal prep, my snacks. I will have them every once in a while. Every once in a while, I will also do a Greek yogurt. Dairy is not something, I get a little bit of it just to have, you know, calcium, of course, and things like that, which you can also get from other foods. I do also eat eggs, as stated. But in terms of, like, milk, cow's milk and things like that, I haven't had that in years. I don't drink it. And that's just me. But just also getting a handle on, again, a balanced diet. So clean eating and a balanced diet is something that is very, that should be number one. When I always speak or when I always think about a healthy lifestyle, clean eating and a balanced diet is number one for me. Everything else can fall to the wayside because if I'm not eating, I feel like for me, if I'm not eating clean, I'm not doing anything right. So clean eating is number one. Again, physical activity. And with that stated, figure out what works for you. Take some time to visit a fitness class. Take some time to go to your YMCA. A lot of gyms, a lot of YMCAs, they have class schedules. Take some time, maybe if it's a week, and you want to take some time to do different classes, a spin class, a water aerobics class. Figure out what works best for you. And if the classes don't work out for you, then take some time to go into the gym and go on a treadmill. If that doesn't work out for you, take some time to walk outside, to run, to, you know what I'm saying, do those things. And whatever works for you, figure out what works, anything that you can be consistent on. If you try different things and you say, I'm not kind of sure about that, but I kind of like this, then start with what you like. And then what you may not be sure about, once you build that consistency and once you build that discipline in working out on something that you really like to work out on, you can always switch. So that would be another thing is physical activity. Also water. That would be the next thing, water intake. If you are a person right now that does not drink water, set goals. That's what I did. It is okay to set goals. We get into this, I don't know where we get this mindset from as humans where it's either all or nothing. I have to be everything or I can't be anything. I have to eat completely clean or it's nothing at all. I don't even operate like that. But I will say 98.99, if not 99% of the time, I eat clean. Will I have a slice of pizza one day? Yes. And that's fine, and I'll deal with it then. But I don't think that it has to be all or nothing because life isn't that way. Life isn't all or nothing. Things happen in life. We may get stressed out one day, and we may not be. We may be able to sleep 9 hours a night, and then the next night we may only be able to sleep 5 or 6. Life happens, so it's not all or nothing. So when it comes to in terms of water intake, again, set goals. For me, my first goal was to reach 64 ounces. If you don't feel that you can do that in a day or what have you, shoot for 30, shoot for 32, shoot for 20. If you are not a water drinker at all, just make it a habit of maybe drinking a glass of water. But water intake should definitely be a very big factor for you, especially if you're trying to lose weight or in terms of just being healthy. You cannot continue to drink soda and juice and things like that and think that you're just going to, you know, be this. Again, whatever you're fueling your body with is either feeding the disease or fighting it. So that's another thing is take steps with water. Again, stress reduction. This is a big thing. And I actually did an activity on myself. And we have a few minutes left. I actually did an activity for myself. And I do activities on my own all the time. And try to make it a habit of that if you're in a place right now where you want to live healthy but you don't know and what have you, make it a habit of doing activities on your own because nobody has to tell you what to do. It's no right or wrong way necessarily as long of how to do it. It's just a matter of doing it. So when it comes to stress reduction, take some time to honestly and do it with self-awareness. What are your stress factors? If financial is a stress factor for you, why are you stressed out financially? Is it because you only make a certain amount of money and you want to live like you make this amount of money? Well, then that may be an issue for you because you're living outside of your means. Is it because you have all of these things going on, all of these things to take care of, and you know what have you, then maybe there are some corners that you can cut to free up some of your funds, you know, or are you dealing with a toxic friendship or relationship that's a big stress factor for you? Well, maybe you need to figure out how to let that situation go or what would be the best method of that. Is work, your job, a stressful factor for you? Then maybe you need to take some time. At one point in time, years and years and years ago, that was becoming a stress factor for me, when in all actuality, it wasn't my job that was stressing me out, it was myself, because I wasn't living in my purpose. I didn't know what my purpose was, so I was more frustrated and placing blame because I was not self-aware with my, and be real with myself, that it wasn't my job that was stressing me out. It was, I was in my own way of understanding what my purpose was. So if this is something that your job may be stressing you out, then either one, you need to get a new job because employment is a choice, or two, you either need to figure out, if you're not doing what you love to do and it's a stress factor for you, then you need to figure out what were you meant to do and work on walking towards your purpose. So I would just take some time to write those things down and figure it out. If you ever would like to reach out to me, my email is info@inspire2change. Two is the number two, change.co. My website is also www.inspire2change.co. Again, I am Aisha Avery. My time is up. I hope you all enjoyed this show, and I will be back in a few months. I hope you all have a great day. If you would like to email me or let me know any suggestions that you have, I will be definitely willing to take the feedback. Again, I thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day. Bye.